This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A really tough stretch for the Eagles starts this weekend in Minnesota. The first of three consecutive road games and the first of six straight games against clubs with winning records. To preview Eagles-Vikings, I got the Hall of Famer Ray Dittinger joining me as he does before every game. Ray, good morning. One of the storylines to this week for the Eagles was the offense picking it up after their performance against the Jets. It doesn't seem like they're going to get Deshaun back this weekend again. How concerned are you about Deshaun Jackson long term?
It's a point of concern for sure, because you can see how dramatically different their offense is without him. I mean, you compare what they did offensively in week one against Washington when Deshaun went off and hit the big plays in the passing game and how it kind of opened everything up in the second half of that game, to what they have been since then, which is a more underneath, kind of work the ball down the field kind of team, which, I mean, you can win that way, and they have been able to win that way, but it's just a lot easier when you have that dual threat of a guy that anytime he gets the ball in his hands is capable of taking it into the end zone, and especially now that you're going into this stretch of games against really good teams and good defenses. You know, you love to have Deshaun out there to give you those couple big plays, and then on all the other plays provide that deep threat to kind of opens up opportunities for everybody else. So, yeah, I mean, week to week, everybody's kind of keeping their fingers crossed and saying maybe this is the week that Deshaun's going to come back, but we now know it's not going to be this week, so the Eagles just have to find a way to score some points against what is a very good defense.
And how can they make up for that element, that deep threat element that they really haven't had since the opener against the Redskins?
Well, they're going to have to. There's nobody else on the roster that can do what Deshaun can do. There aren't many players in the league that can do what Deshaun can do in terms of just being able to run right through cover two and just run right by cornerbacks. I mean, it's just he's a unique weapon. So I think that this is a game where, I mean, they've sort of been able to manufacture some big plays in the passing game by throwing the ball to the backs. They've found that Miles Sanders, as coming out of the backfield, is able to run past linebackers, and he's made some big plays for them. But the other receivers, you know, like Alshon Jeffrey is a really good receiver, but he's more of an underneath guy. I mean, you saw last week he had 8 catches, which is good, but average yards per catch is about 9. So you're not getting those big plays out there. So that's really kind of what's going to come down to. You'll probably have to find ways of, you know, maybe getting Aguilar matched up for a deep ball against a nickelback, or maybe come up in a formation where you can get Miles Sanders matched up on a linebacker and run him on a wheel route and get him down the field. But it's going to be hard to do because there really are no weaknesses on this Minnesota defense. They're very well balanced. They're a veteran team. They don't make mistakes, and they make you earn everything you get.
So in that case, Ray, what do the Eagles' offense, what do they need to do to be successful against this Minnesota defense that really doesn't have any holes?
They have to execute really well. I mean, they have to eliminate some of the mistakes that they've made and have been able to overcome in some recent weeks. I mean, some penalties, way too many penalties, that have put them in long yardage situations. It was a problem last week against the Jets. Obviously, they were able to overcome it because of the quality of the opposition. But you can't do that on the road against a really good defensive team like they have in Minnesota. So we're going to have to eliminate the penalties. And when you have opportunities in the passing game, receivers can't drop the ball. I mean, they have to execute almost perfectly. If you don't do that, you're not going to be able to, the Vikings aren't going to help you out. I mean, you're going to have to earn everything you get there. So it means you're going to have to play smart. You're going to have to run the football. And when receivers have an opportunity to make a catch, they have to make the catch. Sounds simple, but it's hard to do, especially when you're playing quality opponents.
Who stands out to you on Minnesota? I mean, the obvious names are Kirk Cousins, Dalvin Cook. Who do you stand out on that team?
Dalvin Cook on the offensive side. Everybody, you know, typically when you're looking at an opponent, you always start with the quarterback, and I guess you kind of have to. But really, Kirk Cousins really is his ability to play is really just a function off of Dalvin Cook. that offense really works around and revolves around their running game, and their running game revolves around Dalvin Cook, who's a really good player. I mean, he came into the league 2 years ago and has all the qualities, attributes you're looking for in a true star. The only trouble is the last 2 years he's been hurt a lot. But this year, so far, he's been healthy, and boy, he's been good. And they've been able to run the ball. He's averaging almost 6 yards a carry, and that's what they work off of. They want to run the ball. This head coach, Mike Zimmer, he wants to run the ball. He's one of the last of the old-school coaches in the NFL that believes that running the football is the way to win. And boy, he runs it a lot. And then the passing game works off of the run with the Vikings. And if they can get Dalvin Cook running and he can get positive yardage on first and second down, and then they can run Kirk Cousins off play action, that's when he is most effective. For the Eagles to win this game, what they have to do is initially, and I'm sure they've talked about it all week, is we have to stop the running game. We have to stop Dalvin Cook. Don't let him get big yardage on first and second down. Make Kirk Cousins play second and long, third and long all day. Put the pressure on him. And as we've seen over the years, that's when he typically makes mistakes.
I think, to follow up on that, Ray, I think a key matchup to this weekend then is that Eagles defensive front, that run defense that's ranked first in football against the Vikings run offense that's ranked third in football. Would you agree that's the big matchup this weekend?
Yep, I think that's it. I mean, there are other matchups you can talk about individually within the kind of the grand scheme of things, but the big one, and I do think it's the one that's going to decide this game, is going to be that. The Vikings are going to come in, no secrets, no disguises, no trickery. They're going to be very fundamental and very basic on offense. They're going to come in with one game plan, and that's we're going to run the ball. And they don't care week to week if they're playing against the number one ranked rush defense or the number 32 ranked rush defense. They're going to come out and they're going to play their game. It's up to that other team to stop them. Now, the Eagles so far this year have been very good, their run defense. Their pass defense obviously has not been very good. Their pass rush has been sort of hit and miss. Last week it was certainly on, but there have been other weeks when it's been invisible. But the one thing they have been every week is they have been really, really good at shutting down the other team's running game. But this will be their stiffest test yet, because that's what the Vikings want to do, and to this point, they've been very good at doing it.
You kind of alluded to it a couple of minutes ago, Ray, but when you put everything all together and all your analysis all together, what are the keys to an Eagles victory?
I would go right back to what I just said, is stopping their run. If you can get Dalvin Cook, and I'm not talking about holding them to 15 yards, because you're not going to do that, but if you can get that running game under control, where they're not in complete command at the line of scrimmage, where they're not just moving the chains with their running game. If you can get them under control to where now it's, instead of being second and four, it's second and nine, and instead of being third and two, it's third and eight, then you put the more pressure on the quarterback, Kirk Cousins, and that's when you can force him into making some mistakes, and that's where I think it is. If Minnesota comes out and they establish the run and are able to establish it for four quarters, then the Eagles are going to have a real tough time winning this game, because they'll run the ball and Cousins will be able to hit some big plays in the passing game. And he has good receivers. I mean, Thielen and Diggs are really good receivers. But it all works off of the running game. So that to me is the key. The Eagles' run defense, which has been very good to this point, has to be at its absolute best on Sunday. If they are, then I think they can come out of Minnesota with a win.
And the big question is, are they going to do that? Are they going to come out of Minnesota with a win?
I've gone back and forth on this game all week, and I don't normally do that. I normally sort of make an early determination and kind of stay with it. And this week I've kind of almost hour to hour changed my mind on this. But I'm going to go with the Eagles in this game, and largely because I do think their run defense is good. And I do think they can kind of control, not shut down, but control Dalvin Cook and not let him dominate the game. And I've seen Kirk Cousins be up and down so much through his career that I don't necessarily trust him in a big game. And this is a big game. I mean, both of these teams are 3-2. They're both in the NFC. A win here is really important down the road for a possible tiebreaker. So this is a real big game for both of these teams. And even though it's on the road and Minnesota's really good at home, I'm going to stay with the Eagles in a close game, but I'm going to go with the Eagles 23-21.
Ray is going Eagles 23-21. That would make a lot of people in this city happy. Ray, thank you for your insight. As always, we will break it down Monday morning.
Look forward to it, David. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too. Hall of Famer Ray Dittinger of WIP and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.